In the Carmel High School Performing Arts Department, students have the opportunity to explore their interests in almost every facet of the theater and choral arts lifestyle. However, some students take more advantage of the activities offered here than others. Sarah Biette, junior at Carmel High School, is not only an active leader of Rising Stars, but is also a member of Accents and a frequent cast and crew member in school theater productions. She is consistently involved in the performing arts activities and is one of Carmel's most active members in the theater department. Do you consent to this recording?
Yes, I do.
Can you say your name, grade, and what you are doing in the performing arts department?
My name is Sarah Biette. I'm a junior, and I am involved in the theater department. I'm the junior representative of the Rising Stars Club, and I'm in the Accents Show Choir.
When did you first start singing?
I started singing, I feel like, just since I've been a really little kid. My siblings were always playing music around the house, and I would always just sing along when they were kind of goofing around. But I don't think I started seriously doing choir until about kindergarten.
And why were you compelled to start choir?
I think that it was an opportunity for me to get to sing more often than I normally would, because I would just kind of sing around the house. I would sing with my family, and choir seemed like a really cool opportunity to be able to do it with other people, because I think that's a really awesome atmosphere to be full of a room of people singing with you.
What choirs have you been in at CHS?
I was in the freshman choir freshman year. I was in blue and gold last year, and I'm in Accents this year.
So one choir for each year?
Yes.
Is that normally how it works?
Normally that is how it works, yeah. There is an elective choir this year where some people are in select sound and in another choir, but I've only been in one choir.
What are some of your favorite things about being in Accents or choir in general?
I think that especially with the choirs here at Carmel, there are a lot of really cool opportunities that sometimes you don't get other places. Like, we have something like Holiday Spec, where you get to perform the same show multiple times, and you get to do dancing along with all of the actual concert choir singing, too. You get to do show choir things, and now this year, being in Accents, it's a really cool opportunity to get to be in a room full of people that all really, really want to achieve something great with the music that we're making. And so everybody in the room is just working so hard to make sure that we all sound beautiful, and it's a really cool experience to hear it and to feel it, too.
Moving on to theater now, mm-hmm. Why do you like performing in theater productions?
I really like theater because I think that I've always been a very character-type person, and I like pretending to be other people, and that's a very surface-level thing. But I think that through theater and through choir, I was really, like, insecure when I was younger, and it kind of got me out of my shell in an acceptable way because I was just pretending to be somebody else being silly. I wasn't being silly.
So what was the first theater production you were ever in?
The first production I was ever in was the fifth grade musical at Town Meadow Elementary School. I was Willy Wonka in Willy Wonka Jr. Yeah, that was interesting.
So that was fifth grade, right?
Yeah, fifth grade.
Why were you compelled to get involved?
I had been wanting to do theater for a long time, but I really hadn't had an opportunity through school, and I didn't really have the chance to do it outside of school. And so that was, like, the first chance where I was like, I want to do this. I want to really try and go for it. And I did, and things turned out really well, and it became something that I knew that I wanted to do for a long time after, because it was just such an amazing experience.
Yeah, because that's a really big part.
It was a lot of fun, but it was also kind of scary being my first role ever as a little fifth grader.
Did you know then that you kind of wanted to continue on with performing?
I think I did. There was definitely a feeling that I had when I was performing, and I think I don't really notice it until after I'm off the stage, but definitely when I'm on stage, whether it be for choir or for theater, there's just this irreplaceable sense of happiness that I get. I don't know, it sounds weird, but it's just a feeling that I can't really get through a lot of other things. And I think that I feel joy in creating something and having people enjoy it, which is why I like performing in front of a live audience, too. And so you kind of have, it feels like you're creating something with the audience rather than just making something and hoping people will like it.
So it's the relationship with the audience.
Definitely, well. Yeah. I think that's a big part of it, too.
What is the biggest part you've ever had so far?
The biggest part I've ever had, probably would be either fifth grade, because I was like the name lead, or I had a really large role in the eighth grade musical at Creekside. I was Mrs. Mears in Thoroughly Modern Millie. But other than that, I haven't had any super large roles as far as like lead characters. But over the summer, I was in Girls Like That, which was the Indie Fringe show that Carmel was doing. And that's like an ensemble cast. So all six of us had like an equal amount of roles. That was probably the hardest role I've had recently, though, because I was on stage for the entire 60-minute show. I'd never left stage once. None of us did. So it was a really cool show, though.
Wow. Yeah. That's really intense.
Yeah, it was difficult, but it was also just so much fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, overall, what are the thoughts that are going through your head when you're on stage?
I think depending on how comfortable I am with it, I'm normally, by the time that I'm obviously performing in front of an audience, I'm very comfortable with it, and I'm kind of not really thinking about what I'm doing, if that makes sense. A lot of it, I feel like, after you've rehearsed it so much, becomes, in a way, muscle memory, and I think it's just really, I have to focus, for choir, I have to focus on just making sure that I am staying, like, focused and staying with everybody else when we're singing, and kind of staying in my own, like, character of just... If there's a slight character you take on, I think, in choir, which people don't really but they don't really expect you to have to still have a certain mindset, I feel like. Maybe, I don't know, maybe they do.
So you're still kind of acting?
Yeah, I feel like I'm acting in choir, because especially even like show choir numbers, like, we are, our faces are on, you know, we're being a character along with all of the dancing, and there's a lot that goes into it. But, and I think with theater, when I'm being a character, I don't necessarily think about, like, what's my next line? I just kind of try to there's a rhythm to the show, if that makes sense. And there's a way, I mean, especially, I'm thinking back to Girls Like That again, there's definitely a way that it feels, and it's just kind of getting into that mindset and not psyching myself out, because that's a big thing that I normally do, was when I'm off the side of the stage, like, oh gosh, okay, here we go. But then when I'm on stage, I kind of just don't think anything. I don't know.
Are you involved in anything else other than Accents and, like, the theater productions? You said Rising Stars.
Rising Stars, yeah. It's the theater drama club at school, and I'm the junior representative for that club. And every meeting we have different theater-based workshops, and we kind of have a theme for each meeting. And it's really fun, because everybody that's in theater, tech, or acting can come and just be in an environment full of theater kids, which is terrifying to some people, but it's great for us.
So outside of, like, the performing arts department, mm-hmm. Are you involved in any, like... sports? Do you have a job? Anything?
I do not do sports, but over the summer I was making and selling macaroons, French macaroons, and I did that for a while. So that was kind of like my summer job in a way. But I would make them for people's graduation open houses. I made one for like a baby shower, just like different little things like that for as far as a job. And then I don't really have much other than that I do. I'm in Trending Now, the club here. I'm involved with that and a few other different things. But, yeah, that's kind of... I kind of stick to the performing arts.
I mean, pretty much me too.
Yeah.
So, is there anything that you don't really enjoy about the performing arts department? Any, like, reoccurring problems or issues you may mm-hmm. have?
I don't think I have any issues with the performing arts department. I think that as a performer in general... It's more something you have to learn, which is that you can't get every role. You can't be in every show, because there's not always a role for you in a show. And that's definitely not a problem, I don't think. I just think it's something that you learn to deal with. And I think that it's sometimes hard for people, especially that are, you know, freshman year, like I didn't get into any shows. And it was definitely hard freshman year, but looking back, it kind of helped me grow as a performer to not get in shows sometimes, because it's just a reality that you're not always going to get everything that you want. And I think that it's definitely hard, and it's a hard part of being a performer, is sometimes not always getting the solo or not always, you know, getting the role that you wanted. But I also just love being a part of the productions in general. So if I didn't get into show, I love doing crew for it too. Like, I like doing costume crew and makeup crew and all those things. So I think that's just a good lesson that you learn from it, but it's not necessarily the easiest lesson to learn.
So do you plan to, like, pursue a career in performing arts?
Mm-hmm. I hope to. I'm hoping to pursue a career in acting, theater acting, or film acting. So those are the two big things for me right now that I'm hoping to do. And I'm also, I really like writing, and I love writing stories. And so I'm trying to look into maybe playwriting or screenwriting as another thing, too, because I think that it's definitely a part of my life that I couldn't see not doing in the future because of how much of a part of my life it's been so far. And I think I have a lot of other talents, and I mean, I have so many talents, no, but I have a lot of things that I like doing and that I feel like I'm good at, and they all kind of revolve around theater, you know, like writing and public speaking and all those kinds of things. So I don't see myself ever not doing something theater-related later in my life.
Yeah. So what are your performing arts plans for the rest of your time at Carmel?
Well, I'm hoping to do Rising Stars next year. I'm hoping to be a board member again. And I really want to do choir next year, and I want to do more theater next year, and kind of sticking to what I'm doing now, hopefully getting some really cool opportunities. Yeah.
Is there anything that you'd like to add about your experiences?
I don't know. I think that if somebody hasn't done theater before, I'm trying to think of how to word this. If it's ever been a thing where you thought that you want to try theater, I think you should go for it. Take Drama 1, which is just the beginning theater class. Find a way to get yourself involved in the theater department, because even if you don't end up becoming a theater kid, as they say, or anything like that, it always helps you with some part of your life. Like, you would become a better public speaker, or you just get out of your comfort zone more. And I think that there's a lot of people that are afraid of doing theater, or they're like, it's not for me. They're a little, I don't know. But I think that there's something in theater for everyone. And I think that everyone can benefit from some aspect of theater, even if it's just seeing a show. Even if you're not the kind of person that would go see a performance, and you're like, why don't I just go check it out? I think it can benefit everyone in some way.
For WHJE, this has been Phoebe Kane.